Top now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, 9 of the last 10 games you've given up the first goal of the game. How much of a toll does playing from behind take?
Well, it takes a lot, especially, you know, when you're in a funk like this. Again, it's just tough on the mindset. And, no, starting out with a lead sure helps. And, you know, that's obviously a key for tonight.
Have your minutes increased here in these last 7 games, or have that, or has it stayed pretty steady? And how closely do you pay attention to that kind of stuff?
We pay a lot of attention to it. And, no, I mean, at the end of the day, you're cognizant of who's out there, but you still got to do what you got to do, and that's obviously coach with your gut a little bit too.
We're just 3 penalties called last night. I think you're a better team 5-on-5 as of late, but yet do you need to draw more penalties just to add on minutes to their go-to guys too?
100%. We got to draw more penalties. We still got to penetrate better. I still think last night, yeah, the time of possession was ours, but those first 2 periods, there was a lot of one and dones, and we got to make sure, again, that we cash in on second chance opportunities. And we just felt, again, those second chance opportunities, pucks either got thrown into the corner or they got flipped out of the zone.
Oliver Pierre, Casper Magnuson, and Adam Flamang were on a line together for most of the year. Those 3 guys were leading you in scoring. They've all kind of hit a little bit of a wall here as of late. How confident are you that if one of those guys starts going, all 3 of them will too?
Who knows? I mean, that's what you're banking on, because, again, you know, that was a strong first line the first half of the year. But right now we just got to move some things around, just because, again, we're struggling scoring.
Oliver Pierre entered the weekend 5:30 on the faceoff dot. How has he gotten so much better over the course of the year?
Well, I just think he's probably adapting and adjusting to, you know, college hockey, and that's good that he's getting better, obviously, game in and game out, and he's a competitive kid.
Last 5 games entering the weekend, Riley Funk is at 679 on the faceoff dot. Can you just put into perspective that monster number?
Well, it's huge, and, I mean, you're starting off with the puck, and especially on the penalty kill and 5-on-5, and that is a monster number. And again, you know, we want to start seeing results at the end of the game, and it's good that we're having that, but we also want to make sure, again, we have results at the end of the game. So we need them to sustain that type of strength on the dot, but we also have to make sure, too, that we possess it more, we get more scoring chances, and we got to cash in more.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, last night in the postgame show, you used the word grind. Another term might be, you know, just flat out working. Maybe paying attention to detail. That wasn't something that you were real happy about with at the St. Thomas weekend. Has that gotten better, the attention to detail?
Yeah, it has. I mean, last night, I mean, I don't know how many shot attempts we had last night. I think it was like 80. You know, I mean, we did what we had to do, but again, it doesn't matter when you lose, and we have to cash in. I think we had a third period where, you know, it was good by our standards, but again, we didn't score, and a lot of it, you know, a lot of the grade A's were, you know, when it was 6-on-5 at the end. But yeah, we had a lull on that Friday night game in St. Thomas Schultz, and I was not happy with that, but. And again, it wasn't even great last Saturday, but again, the scoring chances both nights against Bowling Green were, I think we were -1 each night, which is pretty close. And, but there wasn't a lot going on either way. And last night it was like, or last night I think it was 18-5 with grade A. So again, we are doing some things, you know, that are good, and that's what you have to reflect on, and you have to look at. And, the bottom line is, like I told the guys today, is that, again, it is what the standard. Nobody can try to win the game on their own. That's sometimes, again, it's human nature. Guys want to, but you still got to play to the standard and the expectations, and you know, that's what we got to do.
Saying is, you can't win a championship in October. You also can't win a game in the first 5 minutes, but you can lose them. You know, we talked about it briefly in the first part of this interview, but playing with a lead just changes everything. It loosens up everything. It allows you to roll 4 lines. It's got a snowball effect, doesn't it?
Big time. And you're spot on, Schultz. You're just playing a little different, and you're a little bit playing with the house money when you have a lead.
I don't remember them when you pulled a goalie getting the puck in possession across the red line. And that was, you know, a solid 3-4 minutes. I don't even remember what the time was, but it was a long time. Possession was great. How does the execution, though, need to pick up?
Well, our execution wasn't bad, but I do think we talked about that 6-on-5 last night. You got to drive. They were really packing in. That's why we possessed it. They were so packed in. And when you're packed in, you're going to probably possess the puck, but sometimes there's going to be things that aren't going on. And But when we, I don't want to get analytical with you, but when we're on the half wall and we kick it to the goal line, we got to get some rolls going, and we got to attack the net. We got to try to create some chaos and second chance opportunities from there. And we felt that we just didn't do that enough. We'll see against a tight, tight covers like they had last night.
If you can possess the puck down below the goal line, that's going to draw at least one, maybe more, of their guys down. How does that open up everything out in front of the net?
Well, it all depends. 6-on-5, it didn't, because they just mirrored us and they just stayed tight and they let us go low to high. And 5-on-5 is a little different, because they're going to separate a little bit. And there's going to be some ice that's going to open up. But that 6-on-5 last night, they didn't vacate the net front too much.
Is tonight a must win?